Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Early Edge, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. A lot going on in the chat already, but make sure when you get in here, you hit the like button. Always appreciate that. Let's see if we appreciate the recap screen. We go 4-4. I lose my first five. Mikey B goes 1-2. Larry hits his play on Dylan Harper. And we got Calvin hitting his play on the Sun. And our sports line picks go 1-2. But ladies and gentlemen, it's time to turn the page. Let's go ahead and bring in the stars of the show here on an early morning talk back Tuesday. Get your questions in the chat. And we've got a sports line pick to give out before I even introduce the stars of the show. Let's give out Tom Casale's pick. The Washington Nationals, money line, -104. Got Andrew Alvarez on the mound against Adrian Hauser. Maybe we can get Sniper or Amex to comment on that one later tonight. But we do have Amex. We've got Calvin Wetzel coming off his WNBA win. We've got Jeff Hockman. We've got the Sniper. Jeff Hockman, we got to get some reaction from somebody regarding San Antonio, New York last night.
I mean, you could tell right from the jump that the Spurs had more urgency, right? Being down 2-0, we knew they were going to come out with their hair on fire. But for me, for New York, it was way too much ISO ball, especially in the fourth quarter. I mean, they shot 7-for-27, right? They were only outscored 23-20. 25.9% from three-point land is not going to get it done. And you could tell the Spurs are being very physical with Jalen Brunson. He looked worn out by the end of the game. And the officiating continues to be awful. I'm sorry. I know it's the hardest sport to, you know, officiate, but gosh, these teams need like 5 challenges each. See ya.
AMAG's New York Knicks fan vigorously nodding his head when you said the officiating needs to improve. AMAG's, your thoughts real quick?
Yeah, you got to call. I get that it's tough to call fouls. You got to call the foul where Wemby put Brunson into the floor. You put him through the floorboard. It was crazy.
I don't think they saw it. There's no way that they would have seen that. And then
I get that. That's their job to see that. It's the biggest moment. That's their job. Even like it was kind of like
something that also. There. Yeah. It also feels like that's something you could go back and look and find that's a flagrant two or something. But obviously nobody saw it or that would have gotten called.
Terrible.
Calvin, you were at the Brewers game yesterday, 15-14 in 12. How was the game?
The game was electric, man. I thought we had AMAG's play there for a minute. We minus 1.5, up 3 down. I'm glad we're on the over 10.5 on the show as well. It's a crazy game.
I don't know where that interference is coming from, but if anybody's having a mic issue, please mute it. Cooking with Buckets is in the chat. We got Mike McClure in the chat. And Sniper, we got to get to some picks. So we already have the pick on the Washington Nationals, minus 104. That's our sports line pick from Tom Casale. You've got two plays, and I know the first one you're going to give out. You and Jeff were talking about how much you guys like the Marlins today. So kick us off with that and then get to your player prop.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Marlins in the first five here on the run line so we can get it to plus 100. I thought about playing the whole game as well, but, you know, then you're talking about trusting the Marlins for a full game, and the Diamondbacks are a better team. But this was a straight pitching matchup play here. Max Meyer having a breakout season. He's been one of the better pitchers in the National League, and that is saying something because the NL pitching, if you go look at the NL Cy Young field right now, it is ridiculously loaded. Anyway, Max Meyer at home. 1.79 ERA at home this season. Meanwhile, Zach Gallen on the mound for the Diamondbacks, 7.57 road ERA. The Marlins are pretty good at home. The Diamondbacks aren't that good on the road. Really, really like this first five innings here. Again, pretty much a straight pitching matchup play. Max Meyer has been that good for five innings. I think he's probably going to dominate the Diamondbacks. Also going to go to Chicago. The White Sox have a really tough stretch of the schedule right now. Braves tonight, then they're followed by the Dodgers, but I still love Colson Montgomery. I like the lefty righty matchup here against Grant Holmes, who is worse on the road than at home. Montgomery's better at home. He has hits on three straight games of 532 slugging in his last 12. So I'm going to go on the 2+ hits, runs, RBIs, nearly even money there for Montgomery.
I have a follow-up question. Obviously, we're going to have a lot of baseball questions, hockey questions, WNBA, maybe some PGA questions for me in the chat, or Mike McClure, who's in the chat. But there's somebody else in the chat, Sniper, and I'm going to lead with you, although he's asking you and AMAGS. Cooking with Buckets, whoever that is, says, can you Venmo me $40, Sniper?
No.
Why? AMAGS.
No questions asked, of course.
Wow, I knew AMAGS was going to say that, and I knew Sniper.
There.
That's fair. All right, let's move to some NHL Stanley Cup. Jeff Hochman, we did a show on CBS Sports Network yesterday. We talked about a lot of things, but you came onto the show with Tom Casale to talk NHL Game 4 bets. So everybody can go over to Sportsline, make sure you subscribe there, and check out. It's about a 5 or 7 minute segment on Jeff Hochman and Tom Casale's picks for the game tonight. Now, I actually have a play on the series. And I mean, kind of spoiler alert, it's in agreement, it's simpatico with your play today. So how about you give out your play?
Carolina Hurricanes, minus 103. See ya. Look, they have been great bouncing back, and you know they're going to bring in their max effort down 2-1. They cannot go down 3-1 heading home, right? Carolina's 22-6-3 after a loss this season, including 2-0 in the postseason. They also play great with 2 days of rest. They're 9-4. And if you look at Vegas, they're just 5-6. Also, we have two very strong systems for this spot for the Carolina Hurricanes. That has worked for quite some time. Number one, you always want to bet on teams that lose in double overtime in the very next game in the Stanley Cup Finals. Number two, you always want to fade teams that have a player score a natural hat trick in a period. So we're going to play the Carolina Hurricanes tonight at minus 103. See ya. And I am looking forward to your series pick.
Well, here it is right now, because there's no reason for me to stall and separate the NHL picks. I mean, I watched game three, Jeff, and I've watched most of this series. And obviously, I was very impressed with Vegas. And I obviously agree that Vegas has been underrated both against Colorado and against this Carolina Hurricanes team. But I still think Carolina is the better team. I think you agree with that. And what I saw after 4-0 in the third period with about 10 or 12 minutes left, what I saw from Carolina was, oh, okay, their backs are against the wall and they have started to figure something out. Now, the goalie play is something that is a little sketchy and we're just going to have to deal with. But if you're getting a series price on the better team down 2-1, a team that I agree with, Jeff, is going to win today. I'm not definitive about it by any means, but I do like the Carolina side of this. And of course, the odds flip dramatically once they recapture home ice. Not as big a deal in hockey, I understand that. But I think plus 158 for the better team. They got to get home ice back tonight and just even this thing up at 2-2, but I think they're going to. I just love the plus 158. Jeff Hockman, before this series, I know before game three, it was minus 130 Carolina Hurricanes way. Can you remind me what the series price was before it got started?
Carolina was minus 145.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Look, every game has been decided by one goal, right? There's razor-thin margins. Carolina is the better team. If you look at some of the expected goal stats, they favor Carolina pretty big. So, yeah, let's ride with Carolina.
All right. Before we get to a break, we have so much to cover, including AMAG's picks and Calvin's picks, our home run chart, all of your questions. There's a lot of questions in the chat, which we're going to get to. Calvin, there's a question from Rick Von Cannon. Alicia Gray over 18.5 points minus 121. Obviously, we got a three-game WNBA slate tonight. I know you've got an official pick, but how about this question?
Yeah, I don't mind that one at all. She's averaging 20. She's facing the Chicago team that's kind of in disarray right now. Like, you see some of the stuff they've even been saying, like, in their press conferences, and seems like they're not on the same page offensively or defensively. They're having, like, locker room issues. So I think that this is a great time to buy in on her, and I think she could get to 20 again. You could sprinkle 20+.
Liddy in the chat, I didn't even notice this, right at 10 o'clock when the show started. I love when people put plays in the chat, like right when the show starts or before the show starts. He liked the Nationals already before we even gave out that sports line pick at the top of the show. AMAGS, anything on that Nationals game?
Well, it's I definitely do like the Nationals here, like Liddy's talking about. And it's kind of interesting, too, when you I wanted to pull up a stat here. I was trying to find it. When you look at Adrian Hauser here, I just think he continues to either outperform in some of these starts or just kind of wiggle out of damage. If you look at him, it's, you know, two earned runs, but it was actually three runs allowed, four runs, three runs. I mean, he's been giving up the runs here and really not lasting even through five innings. So it's more of an attack on Hauser, in my opinion, and I do like that.
Yeah, I thought so too. Sniper, you were kind of nodding your head there too.
And I was just going to add, for whatever reason, the Nationals are awesome on the road. They're 22-13 on the road. They're just 12-20 at home. So now that they're back out on the road, they can get back to winning, apparently. So, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on that play.
Let's get another WNBA question, Calvin. Olivia Miles over 16.5 points is even money. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't hate that at even money. I might look more towards her assists. I mean, she's been scoring really well the last few games, but she's been shooting really well too, and she might regress a little bit there, I think. And now facing Dallas, their defense is a lot better in the backcourt. Like, Paige Beckers will probably be on her. Last time she faced Dallas, she went under this. So I think she'll be distributing a little bit more tonight, and I like the bigs tonight, but I probably wouldn't take her over in scoring.
Side note, Adrian Hauser reminds me of Doogie Hauser. Can everybody put in their chat their favorite 80s sitcom? If you're watching this after the fact, go to the YouTube channel and put in the comments your favorite 80s sitcom. Sniper, anything come to mind real quick before we get to a promo from BetMGM?
Yeah, cheers.
Oh, that's good. Jeff Hockman.
So, yeah.
Yeah, cheers. But didn't that like roll into the 90s also?
It may have, but it was certainly an 80s sitcom.
Yeah, cheers is a good call there.
AMAGS and Calvin, I assume you have no input on this subject matter. Look at AMAGS obnoxiously shaking his head.
That came to mind for me too.
You said cheers. All right, fair enough. BetMGM players, I want to see stuff in the chat because there's some really good 80s sitcoms I think people forget about. Different Strokes, Silver Spoons, Mr. Belvedere. BetMGM players will receive a Stanley Cup. Who's the boss? BetMGM players will receive a Stanley Cup final odds boost token for game four tonight. Just make a wager on the Golden Knights Canes game to activate the token. If you win, you'll receive extra winnings in unrestricted bonus dollars. Again, that's for game four of the Stanley Cup tonight. An odds boost token courtesy of BetMGM. A lot more to get to, folks, and we're going to do it right after this message from our partners.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Wow, that was certainly a handsome ad, ladies and gentlemen. Can I just say, and I think the audio listeners hopefully got the same ad from Son of a Tailor, that shirt I was wearing, the shirts from Son of a Tailor are extremely comfortable and stylish. And I'm not just saying that because I did the ad read. I'm just telling you, I'm sure you could tell by the look. It was great. Jeff Ackman, you're smiling from ear to ear, probably to make fun of me.
Well, I wasn't expecting that promo. Usually you get the, you know, the CBS Sports HQ promo and then C is right on my screen. I love that. And speaking of silver spoons, Jason Bateman, he certainly went on to have a good career, didn't he?
He sure did. I actually forgot he was on Silver Spoon. So that's a fact drop right there. Sniper, did you have something to add there?
Not really.
Okay, fair enough.
Let's get something if you want.
Let's get to some picks. Who's the boss? WKRP in Cincinnati from Blind Boy Johnny is such an amazing pool. There's a lot of good ones that I'll shout out. But A-Mags, I got to shout out your pick. Reds team total over 3.5 runs. Why?
Yeah, liking the Reds tonight. Look, yesterday was just a really tough game for them. They were, you know, 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position, 9 men left on base. They once again kind of just let Walker Buehler walk that little tightrope. There you go, see ya. And he made it through 8 hits, 4 innings, and only gave up a run. So when you look at tonight's matchup against Lucas Giolito, I think they can do much better. But it's also a kind of a bet against Giolito and some of the numbers that we've seen so far. Look, he's been terrible against lefties. He got a 364 average against lefties, 12 hits, hasn't even completed 9 full innings against left-handed batters so far, 12 hits, a home run, 9 walks in there as well, only 2 strikeouts. So I was really looking for a J.J. Bleday prop, but some of the player props hadn't populated yet. So it did come up now. J.J. Bleday over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs is +110 on MGM. So I do like that one and trying to take some of these lefties against Giolito. But even the righties here, I mean, the righties, 143 against righties for Giolito, you know, 4 hits in 8 innings, but 2 of those have been home runs. There's been 4 walks in there as well. I think he's just outperformed against the righties. And, you know, the left-handed batters are likely more in line with the type of pitcher that I think he is. 3.5 for the away team here. I get that you also have that, you know, a really tough bullpen behind Giolito, but he hasn't lasted longer than 5 innings. He's right in the, you know, mid to high 70s in pitches every time. He's giving up a ton of hard contact to right-handed batters too, which is pretty interesting. Almost 60% hard contact to righties, yet it's just a 143 average allowed. And the lefties, of course, he's been, you know, bad against. So I do like the lefties in Bleday and maybe even Nathaniel Lowe if you want to look at But this isn't a lineup that has a lot of those lefties right now because they have guys like Ellie De La Cruz, TJ Friedl out. So it's going to have to come from the righties. But, I mean, it was 9 hits last night, yet they were significantly outscored, yet they only had 1 less hit than the Padres. I think that offense gets started a little bit more here tonight. And at 3.5, again, 3.5 for the away team, they're going to get all 9 at-bats. I get the bullpen is good for the Padres there, but I think we can even get this against Giolito here tonight. So I do think their offense is better with runners in scoring position. I think that at some point, some team has to get to Giolito from this right side. I mean, he has just been, I say it, you know, 3-4 times, he's been walking a tightrope, man. And at some point that regression's got to hit. We saw some of that regression hit for Spencer Irigetti yesterday. I think it might happen here tonight for Lucas Giolito against those right-handed batters. So over 3.5 runs, and I do like that J.J. Bleda over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs, plus 110 on the price there too. So, and if I could just say, what an insane game out in Las Vegas last night. I mean, yeah, we were up 14-10 with 2 outs in yeah, the bottom of the 10th inning. We had a 4-run lead for the minus 1.5. And then the entire thing blows up. There was almost 30 runs in the game, and we couldn't even get the minus 1.5 yet. The Brewers still won. It was like a very small sliver for the Brewers to win, but us not to hit the minus 1.5, especially in a game with 30 runs. That was one of my tougher beats in a while, man. So let's get this one here tonight.
That was rough. I mean, you're right. What did you say? 14-10, 2 outs, and you only win 15-14. That's pretty crazy.
So regarding that question, the total 13 tonight overlooks pretty good. It wasn't just some fluky thing last night. That ballpark is notorious for giving up a ton of runs no matter which side you're on in AAA, and they're in Vegas. So the over, and if you look at the pitching matchup, Gosser against JT Ginn shouldn't be prohibitive or anything. So if anybody wants to look at the over, it might be a lot of fun to root for runs in that one.
Go ahead, A-Max. You had some follow-up.
So this is, I mentioned it yesterday, and I actually didn't realize they were back-to-back here. So you're going to get 6 straight games in Las Vegas. I don't think they all go over the total like this. I think you're probably going to get some kind of stinker. I wouldn't be surprised if JT Ginn was solid again here tonight, and then for some reason you end up with like a, you know, 7-3 game or something like that, and you're like, oh, how did it not go over the total? Then when you get a little timid for tomorrow, it'll go back to 40 runs. I am
surprised that there wasn't more of an overreaction on the line, because I thought about, remember that first Mexico City game? I know the Padres were in it against somebody else, and it was like 18-13 in the first game. And then we had the total was like 21.5 for game 2. And then it was way under. I thought today was going to be something like 16 or 17.
It feels like Groundhog Day. Like, that's what I feel like happens today, is you get a lower scoring game today, then you get a little timid to not play the over, and then it's just going to go gangbusters again.
Sniper, we have good conditions in Colorado tonight as well, where your Cubs are playing, and Rick Funcannon has a question on the total of 12.5.
I saw he said under. It does feel like the Cubs just can't score runs. They leave so many men on base. They lead the majors in left on base by like 35 or something, just ridiculous. The concern there is that all of a sudden you have a game where the dam breaks and you just start driving everybody home. And it's so easy to relatively easy to get hits and cores because it's such a spacious outfield. Definitely feels like an under game, but I'm always worried to play an under in Coors.
Calvin, we move to the WNBA. Let's hear your official pick coming off your win with the plus 13 on Connecticut Sun. Now we're doing a money line parlay that's bordering on even money, a minus 108.
Yeah, I like 2 plays today. And someone was asking in the chat about the Wings. I'm fading the Wings today because they play the Lynx. And you know I've cashed the Lynx on this mm-hmm. show a few times between this show and CBS HQ. So I have to keep riding them. I don't mind the Lynx spread as well or the Valkyrie spread. But I like rooting for money lines. You know, you have the coach and the players basically aiming for the same thing as you. You don't have to worry about fouls or anything like that at the end. And since both of these work out to, like you said, almost even money, minus 108, figured let's go ahead and do this. So Lynx money line, like I said, cashed a few times. They're 9-2, first in the league, first against the spread in the league at 9-2, and 10-1 against the opening line. I think they continue to be undervalued because of what they lost in the front court. But Olivia Miles and Courtney Williams playing like maybe the best backcourt in the league right now. And they brought in Natasha Howard and Nia Coffey, the 2 veterans from free agency to fill those holes in the front court. Both of them are having easily career years, shooting over 63% inside the arc. Both of them are. And with Atlanta Smith struggling for Dallas, I don't know if Dallas has the front court defense to hang with them in this game. So I like the Lynx to win. And then I like putting that with the Valkyries money line as well. Another one of my favorite teams to bet over the last year and a half since their franchise started last year and went over 500 as an expansion team. They're the only team to cover against this Minnesota team in the last seven games. And it's at Golden State, the toughest venue in the league to play at, in my opinion. They sell out every game. Mercury's still not sure whether Kalia Copper and Alyssa Thomas are going to play. They missed that last game. So there's a chance that they don't play, and this closes way further than what it is. But even if they do play, I mean, those are the only two players that the Mercury have that can really hang with this Valkyries team. And the way that the Valks shoot the three, Mercury have been the worst team in the league at guarding the three this year. So I think Golden State runs away with it as well. So like I said, I like both the spreads if you want to, but I also like putting the money lines together and just betting on both teams to win. It's minus 108.
Let's get some follow-up. Josh Clemente wants to know, Angel Reese over 11.5 rebounds versus her former team, also ladder possibilities in this respect.
I like that. Yeah, a little revenge game. And the Sky outside of Camilla Cardoso haven't been a very good rebounding team. And like I said, they haven't been very good at really anything the last few games. They look in complete disarray. So I like a lot of Atlanta overs, and I think that's a great one with the revenge angle.
Jeff Hockman, NHL, first period under 1.5 from Rick Von Cannon.
Love it, Rick. Also love the full game under 6. You know, the first period lines, they're heavily influenced by the previous game's outcome. So you are getting a really nice price. I think it was minus 105 last night. Maybe it's minus 110, but I do like that, Rick. Under 1.5 first period, and I do like the full game under 6.
Let's get to the home run chart. Ben, if you could put that up. And you mentioned first period. It reminds me, I could have sworn Ben jumped onto the show. I guess it was just a lean as opposed to an official pick. Didn't he have the first quarter Spurs? And I think he had the first quarter team total that he might have mentioned on the show as well. So shout out to Ben. If you tailed him, let us know in the chat. We've got Kerry Carpenter, Kyle Schwarber, and Yordan Alvarez as our top MLB home run plays, courtesy of the Sportsline model and the Inside the Lines crew. Sniper, I'll go to you first. Any of these three names stick out to you?
Kerry Carpenter at home against Taj Bradley is pretty interesting there. You know, I always am going to love Schwarber, my IU guy. I've got the perfect season shirt on today too, so that works. I was going to add some Braves against Eric Fetty in Chicago. You know, if you wanted any of the lefties, Matt Olson, Michael Harris, Ozzie Albies is a switch hitter, so obviously he would be hitting left. Those ones intrigue me as well.
Amex.
Yeah, I was actually looking here to see just if I could get the price, but maybe like Sal Stewart. I did like him yesterday and only one hit, but actually, you know, if you want to, I think if you're looking for home runs, you probably got to at least have a couple guys in that Las Vegas game just because, you know, we saw Jackson Churio, William Contreras go deep yesterday. Jackson Churio has been crushing the ball, something like that. But I got to say, I'm a little bit wary that JT Ginn is going to have a good game here. So, I think from this chart, Yordan Alvarez would be my favorite. But, yeah, you got to look to that Las Vegas game if they're playing there.
I'm seeing some 80s sitcom stuff. I just saw somebody say Three's Company. I love that shout out. I want to look for some more of those before we get out of here. But Jen says, A-Mags, thoughts on Goldschmidt, 2+ hits, runs, RBIs, minus 110.
Yes, whatever Jen likes, we are tailing because, I mean, yesterday, Ben Rice hit in like the first inning for his hit run RBI when she talked about it. And then Goldschmidt was in there with a home run. So, Paul Goldschmidt over 1.5 hits, runs RBI. She has 2+, same thing, minus 110. Jen cashed yesterday, so we'll ride it again here and go with Goldie.
All right, Sniper, there was a question on the Mariners' first five money line, minus 120 from Ray.
Trevor Rogers was better last time out. I have concerns on the pitching matchup there. I know his 6.29 ERA looks terrible, but I think he was so good down the stretch last year. I think he made adjustments last time out, so I'm avoiding that one. Multiple people were asking about the Pirates Dodgers. Anywhere from minus 107 on the Pirates to minus 110. It's Eric Lauer versus Paul Skeens. Of course, you're going to lean towards Skeens on that pitching matchup, but it's the Dodgers. Pirates have been pretty mediocre since late April, so that's probably a stay away from me.
Go ahead, Amax.
It's just a, it's a great like numbers game, in my opinion, because you don't get to bet the Dodgers a lot at this price on the money line, and you don't get to back Paul Skeens a lot on the money line for this price. So it's a little bit of both. If you want to, you know, take the price on Skeens, you're going to get a discount over, you know, generally the price for him, and then certainly a discount on the Dodgers money line there. So whatever side you like, you're getting a good price here, in my opinion. Yeah.
Small wonder and saved by the bell in the chat. Jeff Hockman, go ahead.
I will say that the Pirates offense has struggled since Connor Griffin has hit the IL. I know this because he's on my fantasy team. And speaking of fantasy teams, I have Brent Rooker. So when I saw the score, I'm like, oh, he must have had a big game last night. He had one run scored in that game.
Aren't those the worst?
You see,
one of your good players on it go for like 15 runs, and then your guy did nothing.
Yeah, it's such a buzzkill.
Let's get to one more question before we get to the recap screen. D. Johnson, Amex, thoughts on Nick Martinez over 16 and a half pitching outs and Max Meyer over 17 and a half pitching outs?
Yeah, I think I like the Martinez one more. Have him, you know, projecting actually close to 17. Meyer, he's got to complete six innings. I think that might be a better question for Sniper on his bet there, but it does sound like he likes him too. So I would choose Martinez, I think.
Go ahead, Sniper.
Meyer, that's eight. Yeah, I like Meyer. You know, it's funny, Amex was mentioning regression earlier. I'm worried on the Nick Martinez regression thing here because he had been way too good through, I think, his first 11 starts. And then last time out, the Tigers pounded him around the trop. So my concern there would be that the regression continues and he gets knocked around.
Yeah, and Amax, credit to you. You were right on the Arrigetti regression. I will say this, though. I mean, three runs through five, and, you know, obviously I had the first five. And the three runs were in the second inning, and I'm pretty sure at least most of the base runners in that inning, he was ahead in the count. Two strikes, it was 0-2, it was 1-2, and he just couldn't get that third strike. There's a lot of two-strike hits that ended up coming through for the Angels. Go ahead.
And to your credit, I think they put up three runs in the top of the sixth inning. They
put two
right
in the top of the sixth,
five. Yeah, so yeah. you were close on that one.
It was 3-3 with one out in the top of the sixth. And I'm like, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. They end up winning an extra. So I could have taken the full game. It was a little pricier. You know, I typically go with the pitchers. And I just wanted to fade Grayson Rodriguez. And there was some pretty good contact early. And then, you know, just they waited till the sixth inning to really take advantage of him. All right, I think we can get to the recap screen finally. Let's do that, and we'll show the home run chart, of course, again, and get everybody out here. Carolina Hurricanes to win the Stanley Cup. That's my play, plus 158, and it's, again, simpatico with Jeff Hockman's play on the Carolina Hurricanes tonight on the money line at minus 103. Again, we've got more content regarding this game specifically on the Sportsline YouTube channel with Jeff Hockman and Tom Casale. We go to baseball. Reds team total over 3.5 runs, minus 120 from AMAX. And Marlins first five, minus a half at plus 100. And Colson Montgomery, two plus hits, runs, RBIs, minus 102. Those two from Sniper. And then WNBA, Lynx money line, plus Valkyrie's money line, minus 108. Some incredible analysis from Calvin Wetzel there. He also likes the spreads there, but he's more comfortable making the money line parlay an official play at minus 108. We got a sports line pick that we gave out at the very beginning of the show, courtesy of Tom Casale. Washington Nationals money line, minus 104. And then finally, the home run chart. Kerry Carpenter, Kyle Schwarber, Yordan Alvarez. Those are the top MLB home run plays, courtesy of the Inside the Lines crew and Jacob Fetner. A lot going on in the chat. Don't forget in the YouTube comments, give us your favorite 80s sitcom. A lot coming this week for the NBA Finals, stuff on CBS Sports Network and CBS Sports HQ. Just make sure you are subscribed to this Sportsline YouTube channel. Make sure you join Sportsline at sportsline.com/join. Jeff Hockman, thank you very much. Matt Snyder, Calvin Wetzel, A-Mags, and of course, Ben on the ones and twos and threes and fours. Everybody enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you soon on The Early Edge. We rest our case.